blockers in on a lot of their throws. How tough is it to pressure the quarterback when they got?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough to basically get hit home, especially when you got 6-7 guys on, you know, 4 guys. So it's, you know, sometimes it's a little tough.
Do you expect that? What do you expect from the Cowboys? Will they max protect, you think? What's their history with that?
I don't think they will. I think they probably chip a little bit on the outsides, but I think that they, you know, trust their O-line a lot, and I think that they would probably do a lot of 5-man protection.
Talk about that line, all the props that they get and how good they are. You know, what's the challenge of dealing with those group of guys?
You just got to work together as a defense. I mean, as a, you know, up front, because them guys work together real good, so that means we got to work together real good up front, and I think that you know, they do have a great double team, you know, with some of the guys inside. And I think that we just need to disrupt them by just coming off the ball and putting our hands on them.
You always want to get sacks, but against any team. But being that it's a rival, being that they're touted as the best O-line in the league, you know, how much extra does that put on you and the crew of wanting to get there and prove that they're not invincible?
I mean, last year we was hearing the same talk, but this year, I mean, we know what to expect from them. We just got to do our job and not really worry about who this and who that. Because come Sunday, you know, we'll see who the best.
How much emphasis is there on starting fast? Because in other words, obviously you guys didn't play well in the first two quarters, but moving forward, starting fast in this game.
That's a big talk we need to have in the locker room, especially, I know this week it's a short week, but I think that's probably what we're going to hear towards the end of the week. You know, we just need to start fast and make sure that we play our game early on instead of later on, because sometimes you might not be able to come back from, you know, a hole that you dug. So I think that for us, you're right, we just need to keep preaching that this week and just starting fast and just be cool. Because I feel like everybody was just kind of like just riled up because it was the first game. Everybody was trying to make plays. But I think once everything settled down, because Chip, all he said was, let's just go out there and play our game. Like, all right, we was down 17 last year. This same scenario. Let's go out here and let's do our thing. You know, and we almost had it. But I think that for us, we just need to just continue to just relax and just trust that we worked hard to get to this point, and we gonna get the job done.
Do you think that showed itself, that kind of hype you're talking about on the play action passes? It seemed like they really got you guys moving, you know, side to side.
Like I think for them, they just had a good game plan going in first half, you know, and once we adjusted, you know, that's when we start playing our game a little more. And I think they just, in the beginning, they wasn't fazed by us the first game. You know, they wasn't hyped as much. They just was taking care of business because they weren't really talking. Nobody wasn't really going off trash talking or nothing. You know, they were focused. And I think second half we got more focused, and, you know, it showed a lot more.
Guys who played here in the past say that there is no week like Dallas week. You've experienced. So can you just explain to people what that's all about?
Man. That's all you see in Philly. You either see Dallas or you see Eagles, you know. And it's crazy because if I was in Philly, I wouldn't be wearing no Dallas stuff. But that's what I see most of the time when I'm here. So I think that's self-explanatory right there. It's just a big old rivalry in state and out of state, you know. Yep. So I think that we're going to go out there, you know. And, I mean, it shouldn't take much just to get hyped for this game. Everybody and their mama wish they could trade places with us right now just so that they could play in this game. So I'm going to do all I can as far as preparing, and I know my teammates will. And, you know, we're going to go out there and we're going to try to get it done.
You've seen a little bit of film on their running game, Joseph Randall. How much of a different runner, and how much is their running game different than when DeMarco was in there?
Well, you know, Randall, he's fast, and, you know, he's a one-cut guy, just like Murray, but, you know, he's not as big, and, you know, I feel like Murray brought that, you know, he gonna hit you. He's the guy that's, you know, he's more physical than Randall because, you know, it's just body type. But I think that Randall brings the speed, and we got to make sure we do our job and do our assignment, because that's in these type of runs, you know, all they're looking for is one hole and one cut, and you can be gone.